Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is 42. Back in the day, there was one man who would leave his mark and change the history of baseball forever. His name? Jackie Robinson. No one could believe that a black man dare join the Brooklyn Dodgers.
A black man in white baseball.
Think about the abuse that he's going to take.
Your enemy will be out in force, but you cannot meet him on his own low ground.
If Robinson can help us win, then he is going to play on this ball club.
Now, I happen to find this to be one of the greatest all-time mysteries ever to exist in the history of womankind. How is it that I have absolutely none and nada, zero interest in anything sports in the real world, but make a movie about a true sports story and I am there? I absolutely love these kind of movies. Maybe it's the pure courage and determination the underdog shows to overcome the most insurmountable of all obstacles to one day overcome all that brought him down and show the world that anything is possible and that he will win. Which brings me to the other thing that happens with these movies. They make me feel like a complete failure in life and that nothing I will do will ever compare to their greatness, so I might as well just give in and give up. Then, just when all hope is lost, I walk out of the theater mesmerized by their greatness while speed dialing my therapist so I can get all fixed up before the next great sports movie. So if you're willing to take the chance that any of that might happen, this one is for you. Now into a movie which is based on nothing remotely true, at least I hope so, it's Trance. Well, James McAvoy's in huge trouble when the bad guys think he could lead them to a priceless painting.
5% of the population can be described as extremely suggestible.
What can you make them do?
Anything. I want you to follow my voice.
She put that memory
there. It's not real.
The plan was simple. Hypnotize the guy. You bring him back the painting.
Now, this movie is definitely intended to confuse, baffle, tease, twist, mislead, deceive, and otherwise discombobulate, but about halfway through, I figured it all out. I was onto them. I had solved the mystery and figured out who'd done it and why, and then, no, I hadn't. And then, yes, I had, and I had not. So I pretty much just gave up and rode the ride, thinking at least by the end of the movie I'd get it and all would be revealed which I did and which it was, or was it? No doubt this movie is very well done, in a frustrating, demented kind of way that keeps you interested but blows your mind all at the same time. Usually this kind of movie I just want to go see again and again to try to figure out the missing clues or hidden messages that I'm surely missed the first time around, but this movie, not so much. I can live with not knowing if I really know or not, so in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Trance is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.